The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hi there, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to gardening in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills to nourish themselves with plants. I do hold a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and teaching others about the importance of growing what you eat. I have been actively gardening since 1996, and the subject of today's podcast is how to start a hydroponic garden. What is a hydroponic garden? Want to know how to start a hydroponic garden? It's a unique way to container garden for certain. First, let's chat about what that actually means. Hydroponics means growing plants with water instead of in soil. Plant roots are nourished with nutrient-rich water. While you could attempt to make your own, let's focus on some of the fun, convenient, and consumer-driven systems on the market. They are a great way to get your plants' feet wet. See what I did there? Advantages. When considering how to start a hydroponic garden, it makes sense to consider three major advantages of growing without soil. First, because your plants absorb provided nutrients directly through the water, their root systems don't have to work so hard to become big. Less time growing roots means more time growing the plant itself. Second, because your plants are getting such complete nutrition, your plants will grow faster and produce higher yields. Finally, because there is literally just water and fertilizer, you have tremendous control over your growing environment and can address issues and see results clearly and quickly. This can be pretty satisfying for both novice and seasoned gardeners. Disadvantages. The big ugly in hydroponic containers used to be the cost. Hydroponic gardens are an investment for sure, but they have become much more affordable in recent years. While you can build your own, consider one of the many styles on the market. Most are user-friendly and a great way to get started with container gardening and water. My favorite. I've had several models over the years, and I can say that I love AeroGarden the best. AeroGarden relies on a hydroponic technique known as DWC, or deep water culture. Basically, the root systems are suspended in a container of water and nutrients. It's a great method for beginners, because there's very little equipment to set up. I've got a few older models that use replaceable bulbs, have water basins with built-in pumps, and controls that remind you when to add water, nutrients, and have specific settings for the plants you intend to grow. I recently purchased a new model mainly because I was curious about the updates and specifically the LED lights. I caught a sale and purchased the Harvest model that can house 6 plants and is literally half the size of some of my older models. It was less than $100 and came with 2 seed kits. While you can order empty seed cages, the cages hold a growing medium known as a sponge so that the sponge doesn't fall all the way into the water. And you can plant your own seeds in those. These kits are themed and come pre-planted and labeled by the manufacturer, which is another nice touch for beginners. I chose a set known as Gourmet Herbs and one called Heirloom Salad Greens. Getting started. Once you've selected which hydroponic garden to use, you will unpack it, fill it with water. I like to use distilled. Insert your seed pods, taking care to place plants that will grow tallest near the back, medium height plants in the middle, and trailing or short plants near the front. Add the appropriate measure of nutrients which come with your machine and plug your machine in. Oh, and you'll want to lower the lights to the lowest physical level. As the plants begin to grow, you can adjust the lights accordingly. Pro tips. Number one, don't allow light to reach your water basin, as in don't leave the lid off, as light promotes the growth of algae. You do not want that. Number two, always clean and sterilize your machine between plantings. For instance, your herb plants are spent and you want to try tomatoes. Start with clean equipment. Number three, follow the indicators on your machine to keep plants growing as they should. pay attention to notifications such as adding water and nutrients. And finally, if you are growing veggies, don't forget that most of us don't have pollinators in our homes. You will need to hand pollinate to have success. This is not a big deal, but you'll have to do a little reading on it to be successful. Thank you so much for listening today. This has been Elizabeth Morse, author of Container Corner, talking to you about how to start a hydroponic garden for PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.